Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Wizard's World. Excuse me. I am your host, Oz Respis, aka the Wizard they call Oz. Truly appreciate you joining my podcast today. And again, wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, how to be genuinely happy. And, you know, first off, you know, when I talk about happiness, we all understand that genuine happiness comes within all of us, comes within us. But we know that life, it isn't the sweetest candy. There are always some challenges that we're dealt. Sometimes, you know, looking back at this past year in 2020, I feel like the world is just so chaotic and heavy. You know, I often find myself looking around trying to find people continuing to live a fascinating and wonderful life. And I love it. Sometimes I actually sit there and ponder to myself and think in my mind, you know, like, yeah, how did they get their life to become so balanced in this chaotic world? You know, I know I'm doing some things that would make myself really stand out and say, like, man, I have had a successful or genuine positive year under some heavy circumstances. But to others, how come they can still manage to laugh and play around despite the busy, stressful life? And then I pause and I observe for a while. Figure that maybe they start to work out, you know, in a place that is called self. S-E-L-F. For those who couldn't understand that. So, you know, how does one, again, you look yourself in the mirror, how does one become genuinely happy? Well, step one is to love yourself. And when I say that, some people can listen to this and think, well, I do love myself. I call bullshit. We all have a specific issue or problem that our thoughts really dwell on this one chaotic thing, and it can trigger a lot of stress in your life. That's not happiness. You can't love yourself if you're afraid to take another chance in life. If you don't want to go over that next level in the gym, or perhaps you don't think that you're of the caliber of, you know, going to getting a promotion in your business, or maybe taking that chance on your own, you know, stepping in front of a camera or just putting your thoughts to a piece of paper. You know, that's not loving yourself. You look yourself in the mirror, what do you see? There's an old saying, loving means accepting. And to love oneself means to accept that you are not the perfect being. But behind the imperfections must lie a great ounce of courage to be able to discover ways on, you know, how to improve our selves and our personal lives, to recover from our mistakes in the past that we constantly maybe think about. See, when I talk about genuine happiness, genuine happiness also, it can pertain to being content, some type of contentment, right? I remember when my son was born and we just brought him home, someone asked me if I was happy. The reason why they asked me that is because they know in my life I've always been trying to look for true, genuine happiness in all different realms. And one of my life goals was to have my own family. Grew up big on Home Improvement and Full House and all those shows. So, you know, obviously, you know, after every family matters and, you know, you have the genuine music, that's your family. And I answered as saying I was content. Why I answered that, and I will say that why I was content at the time is because I realized, man, I have so much that I'm grateful for. I accomplished. I have my dog. I have my home. I have my, you know, car. I have my family. I have my family, and you know, I have my extended family, and I come from a huge family. You know, it's just like, man, I have all of these beautiful blessings in my life that I just want more. So there was no other way for me to answer that other than to say, yeah, I am content, because I want all these great, magnificent things around me to just keep sparking and elevating to a higher depth of happiness, because it becomes addicting. You know, it's like a drug. So, you know, when you're content with anything, like maybe be your job, or the way you look, with your family, friends, your home, car, you know, anything in life, you know, truly you'll know what the answer is going to be to that question: are you genuinely happy? And I honestly, if you put someone on the bat, they will hesitate, unless they truly know. They truly know, then good for them. But in all aspects of life, you know, you will know deep down in your gut if you're truly happy. So when we discover small areas in our life, right, somewhere, you know, start to eventually lead up to something more and more, you know, we want something greater. But if you keep questioning life and all these different areas around you, it's never going to amount to anything good. You know, you're never going to be able to find true, genuine happiness. I believe that, you know, life is about finding the right and the wrong, trying and the failing, winning, losing. You know, you have your ups and downs, you're going to have your battles. These are the things that happen as often as you inhale and exhale, right? See, failure to a person, when it comes to failure, it becomes so abundant and necessary, like air, like breathing air. And it's so toxic. It should not even get to the point of it hindering us from becoming happy. It takes away our happiness, you know, and then we turn to other things that should not be the area of our focus when it comes to that area of happiness, material things, so to speak. So, gotta ask yourself a question. How can you be genuinely happy in spite of all of these negative things happening in your life, right? Well, I'll tell you, every time, you know, you exert some effort and improve the quality of your life or your well-being, so to speak, it is cleaning up the room, it's helping a friend, it's taking care of a sick dog, it's expressing gratitude, it's helping your significant other, it's spending time with your child, it's, you know, taking the board exams, it's failing the board exams, it's doing internet marketing and seeing rankings and going back to the drawing board and trying to optimize. You know, life gives you all these different elements and points that you need to pay attention to so you can better this, you know, opportunity. So, all right, imagine this for a second, okay? Imagine life as this big NFL scoreboard, right? And every time you take a step forward, instead of getting, you know, a yard or a first down, we'll call them scoring points, okay? Wouldn't it make sense, and wouldn't it be nice to look at the scoreboard at the end of each game and think, God damn, I made a point today. I'm glad that I took a shot. I'm glad that I gave it my all. Instead of looking at the scoreboard and just thinking to myself, geez, like, another day wasted. Gotta go home and just sit my ass on the couch and do nothing. Wish I, you know, I had the guts to go out there and try. Wish I got to the gym. Wish I worked on my other business. wish we could have won that game. I'm not going to do it anymore. See, like, there's a difference. There's a difference in how we portray life and how we go about the way we our paths are. Your path is you want to go down this particular road, you know, so be it. That's going to be your outcome. And then you ask yourself, is that the happiness that you're seeking? See, genuine happiness, it's not about driving, you know, this fast car, nor is it about getting, you know, employee of the year or some reward at some fancy, you know, corporation dinner, earning the highest 13th pay stub, beating the sales quota or whatever some shit is that, you know, that's not it. Sometimes the most sought out prizes in life doesn't always come in the fastest or the strongest or the bravest or even the best in opportunities. They don't. So how do you become genuinely happy? Well, I believe that everyone has his or her own definition of true happiness, and nobody can take that away from you, despite what others may think. Happiness, from my perspective, I mean, man, it can be so many different things. It's for a basketball player, you know, for a rookie. When I played, it was, you know, rookie of the year. It was starting, you know, starting varsity when I was a freshman, you know. Happiness for a beggar could be, you know, more money. It could be for a businessman, you know, happiness can be the success that they're looking for. So really, you know, asking yourself this question, how do we become genuinely happy? Well, it is simple. You don't always have to be the best in the world when you start out. It's about doing and making the best out of one single thing. See, you have to enjoy that. It has to really resonate with you. That's the passion. When you turn your passion into a job, you start to look at it as a job, then you lose sight of that. You lose love for it. You don't look at it as maybe a hobby that you want to, you know, make something that you love stand out. There's a difference in that type of happiness, because one is not truly happiness. You have to understand that when you dedicate your life to, let's say, this particular thing that you want to grow up to be, you know, that should be the focus. That should always be your happiness. Don't let that change you just because maybe you want to be a doctor. Continue to want to be a doctor because it makes you excited to help people. That's your happiness. You may have to go through trials and tribulations in school, but afterwards, you know, you've made it and you should be happy. You should be happy about that. When you find smiling and your own mistakes, you know, acceptable, you know, that's on the right goal of happiness. And telling yourself, I'll do better next time, you shrug it off. You carry a flame with you that's very strong, that's willpower. And your willpower to persevere that may spread out through like a burning fire. You possess a willingness to stand up and try again. And then you know, you make a truly genuine, happy person out of yourself because you're not letting shit get you down. You just keep going because you enjoy it. It's happy. You know, when you learn to accept yourself and your flaws, or your faults, you get to realize that it doesn't kill you and it's only going to make you stronger. Saying that could be one of two things. One person can think, what are you talking about? What do you mean? That's bullshit. I don't think that's true, because really when it comes down to it, it's our thoughts. You have to, if you accept yourself, you love the person that you are and you're becoming, you know, do the positive things that, you know, life has to offer for you and give gratitude, you're going to accept your flaws because you're working to become better at those things. You accept your past, but your past doesn't accept who you are at this day. Who's another person to tell you, you know, about your flaws and faults? Especially if you already know. You beat yourself up already on that every day. So, if I were you, I'd get past that. Seek out something that you want to be happy about. If you're in a job that it started off real excited, you're passionate about and proud, keep that flame, keep that spark, because even if it might be somewhat of a passion to you, it may not be the same for another person, right? It can be that 9-to-5, or they're really talented in this one particular spot when it comes to that particular role. And then that is the key factor to helping the wheel keep turning and turning and turning. Listen, you don't want to do that to yourself. It's going to take you out of your element. It's taking you out of your element. Stay in your drive. Love what you do. It's so key for you to be happy about what you want to accomplish, especially when you want to go after your habits. So you pass step one in the project of, you know, how to become genuinely happy, right? You accept your flaws, you accept yourself, for as long as you know how to accept others, right? You will always be accepting of yourself. Now that might be a challenge, because again, in 2020, we established that there's so much negativity out there that it's really hard that you're trying to find some genuine happiness. But it starts with yourself. It starts with us as individuals. For as long as you love yourself and know how to love, you're going to receive love tenfold. That's just the way of nature. That's karma. That's just how it is. Again, you got to throw that same question out there to yourself. How to become genuinely happy? Really take the time to dig in that question. And I'm not talking about, you know, the most obvious. You should know the most obvious. You should love your family. Your family should be your happiness, hands down. If you're not happy with your family, why'd you make one? Your family should always be happiness. There's another saying that I came across. It said most of us know that laughter is like the best medicine in life of aches and pains. And I said this actually to my doctor the other day. Most of us don't know that the best kind of laughter is the laughter over self. Because then you don't just become happy, you become free. If you want to start being free with yourself, you have to accept yourself, laugh at your mistakes, understand that you're going to make flaws, but don't celebrate them more than you can tolerate them. Move on, become better with yourself. Seek out only the happiness that will help you on your journey in life. I hope you have a truly genuine way about yourself. thank you for tuning in today. Talk to you guys another time.